W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Three American troops killed in a drone attack in Jordan. Dozens more were hurt. They were in their sleeping quarters when it happened. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the base is a key station for that region.
The outpost, known as Tower 22, provides support to U.S. Special Operations Forces operating inside Syria, where they are under constant threat of attack. But until now, Tower 22 had not been attacked.
President Biden says the U.S. will respond. When the Super Bowl airs on CBS and Paramount Plus in February, it'll be the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs taking the field. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on Fox.
It's been unfinished business for a while, man. Our team was set out for this for a long time. It's been a long year to get to this point, and we got it done today. It was hard at the beginning, but the character we have on our team, the type of guys we have, we can't wait to get to Vegas.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes on CBS.
Now we're in the Super Bowl, and the job's not done. We got to go out there into Vegas and play a great team and see if we can go out there and get the Super Bowl.
A freak accident on the ice means a change for young hockey players.
USA Hockey is making it mandatory for players under 18 to wear neck laceration protection. The new rule will go into effect August 1st. It comes after American Adam Johnson died when a skate blade sliced his neck during a game in England 3 months ago. 2 years ago, a 16-year-old Connecticut high school player died when a skate cut his neck during a game. The National Hockey League has no such requirement for neck guards. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A 17-year-old murder suspect is back in custody after days on the run. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Madeline Wright has that story.
He was spotted buying pants at a Target on Friday.
And somebody at Target was that vigilant to say, hey, this guy kind of looks like him. We were able to interview that employee. We were able to do some other things. And ultimately, that led to the arrest.
Supervisory Deputy Robert Clark says this is the seventh escape case the U.S. Marshals have worked on in the last 12 months.
Recent investigations show the Federal Bureau of Prisons in crisis, struggling with understaffing and abuse. Bureau of Prisons Director Colette Peters was on 60 Minutes and explained why she says prisoners deserve compassion.
95% of them are going to come back to our community someday, and I want them to be productive, taxpaying citizens who no longer commit crimes.
The man who stole Judy Garland's red ruby slippers is set to be sentenced this morning. Terry Martin is in hospice with COPD, and prosecutors have agreed to no jail time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov, more than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly, Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any effort to make abortion access more restrictive. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a five-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s, partly sunny, 38 on your Monday. Some rain, maybe some snow mixed in Monday night as we drop to 33. Clouds and 37 on your Tuesday. Wednesday's high around 42 and into the mid-40s on your Thursday. Right now, 31 degrees.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the World Headquarters high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mike, great to have you along on this TGIF, the 26th of January, 2024. We are live on location once again, coming to you from downtown, beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkenbeiner, better known as the Berkey. The 50th anniversary coming up next month. We are here to promote that a little bit. If you've never been here, I invite you to come on up and check it out. I believe it's the last full weekend in January, the Birkenbeiner, right here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Mr. Zommers, it was foggy on Lake Superior and a little freezing rain, so spent another night in Superior, and why the heck not? By the way, I almost went across the bridge we were talking about yesterday in Superior to go over to Duluth, because the Wisconsin women's hockey game or team was up in Duluth taking on the University of Minnesota Duluth, UMD. And I thought, well, I had Badger gear with me. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to go over there and cheer them on? And then I realized I couldn't see the bridge out of my window. And I thought, with Todd's luck, I'd hit a patch of ice and fall off the bridge and it'd be all over. So I just hunkered down.
Probably a good move.
Probably. So I had to wait for the fog to clear, not just from my head, from the sky. And I motored down from Superior this morning and got here in beautiful Hayward a bit ago, got set up in our studios, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, one of our brand new studios covering a large chunk, or it will be once everything is up and set. Here's the deal. On some of these newer Civic Media stations, you know, they were, you know, it was kind of like Max Bialystok in the producers. They were nothing until Bialystok came along. Some of these places were just nothing going on until Civic Media bought them, our owner and CEO Sage Weil, and now they're being refurbished. You understand, they're getting a facelift, a makeover. They're getting new towers, new transmitters. So we are not yet, to use a hockey term, not yet at full strength. But wait till we're full strength, and then this signal is going to go all over northern Wisconsin. And it's a great location right downtown here in beautiful. For those watching the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you might see a car or a person go by as we are on just about a half a block off the main drag here in downtown Hayward. So it's a, you know, lots of logging up here. Forestry is a big thing. Tourism, of course. Snowmobiling, and I will tell you, there was more snow on the ground in Madison when I left last, Monday, Tuesday, or this week, than there is here in Hayward. So they're going to have to make snow for the Birkenbeiner, believe it or not. But they'll make it happen.
I guess they gotta. And it's been going on long enough that they have that infrastructure.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk a little bit more about Hayward as the show progresses. And as Mr. Zomers said a little bit earlier, for those watching on the stream, our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World will stop by. He is in with another edition of Week in Review, taking a look at the headlines. And this is fantastic. These are the real headlines, not made up, no right. These are real headlines, or at least real things that happened. EPOM's World may create a headline of their own, but they're real things because there's nothing weirder, funnier, or stranger than human nature. So these are things that real humans have done, and we'll talk about that with Peter Rapine at 1:30. And of course, Mr. Zomers, what?
I was going to say, we usually get a few of the articles that he's likely to talk about from Chris Pauls ahead of time. And there is a theme to today. There is a theme. You'll have to stick around to find out what it is.
Indeed. But yes, so it'll be a good time having all with Peter Rapine at the 1:30 hour. Want to start off the show, speaking of human nature and things that are stranger than fiction. So yesterday, down in the state capitol, while Joe Biden is up here in Superior, given $1 billion for infrastructure to build a new bridge to create good paying jobs for the next several years to help build this bridge. What was going on down at Madison, the state Republicans in the legislature decided to introduce a piece of legislation and a new abortion, a statewide referendum. So what's the difference on that? Well, instead of being a piece of legislation the governor signs, if it be, you know, to come law, a statewide referendum puts it directly to the people and says, okay, and it has to pass, you know, first of all, it has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions. So it takes at least 3 years in order to get something like this to the people. Has to pass two consecutive legislative sessions, and then it could be put on the ballot for referendum. And then if the people vote yes, it's a 50% plus one, the voters of the state of Wisconsin, it becomes the law, okay? And so Republicans have passed this now for the second time in the legislature, in the assembly. And it is a bill that says it would ban abortion after 14 weeks, 1-4. Now, most people that have a reasonable take on this say, you know, a lot of women, you know, they're not going to know until later on. I know Dr. Lyerly has talked on our program a little bit, but certainly on air with Matt Nair on air. Get it right yet, Todd. With Jay Matt Nair and also with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News. And, you know, 22 weeks seems to be about, you know, as early as a woman's going to kind of be able to know for sure in some cases whether she's pregnant. Now, these Yahoo's down at the state Republican Party, they said, well, let's make it 14 weeks to make this really tough on women. And whatever your feelings are on abortion, and I know I've said this, other hosts have said this, everyone is entitled to an opinion based on experience. Certainly there are people that have religious values, and they say that this is not something that my religion will condone. I respect that, all right? However, it doesn't, in my opinion, give license to people with a religious belief to force that belief on anyone else. Just like a Christian would not want a Muslim belief forced on them, right? People should have a choice of religion. And I feel the same way about a woman's body, and women should have a right to choose how they want to proceed. If they're raped or incest, God forbid. But the Republicans say, let's make it a ban after 14 weeks. This guy, Joel Kitchens, State Representative Joel Kitchens, he can't just keep it and talk about at a higher level. This is a pattern, we're going to lay this out for you, of Republicans. When they disagree and they don't have a valid argument, or instead of making a valid argument, they go low. And they equate people to things other than humans. We did not make this up. This is not edited. This is what happened on the state assembly floor yesterday as State Representative Joel Kitchens says abortion isn't really healthcare. How does he know? Because he's a veterinarian. Here's Joel Kitchens.
The question is whether abortion is health care. And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here. And in my mind, there's absolutely no question that's a life. And I think the science backs me up on that. But this is really a moral question, and I recognize that not everybody's going to, that's in here, is going to agree with me. And if I had the oratorical skills of Lincoln, I still wouldn't change a single mind over there. The question is whether abortion is...
There was Joel Kitchens, state representative, Republican, equating women of the state of Wisconsin to a cow, to a horse, to a dog, saying that as a veterinarian, he, Joel Kitchens, knows more about women's health than your OBGYN. I find it particularly appalling, but not surprising. Why am I not surprised? As my friend Sam likes to say, nothing surprises me anymore, but it was unexpected. Not so long ago, Wisconsin had an incompetent lieutenant governor named Rebecca Clayfish. She, of course, was the second-hand fiddle to Scott Walker. And with Scott Walker, it's tough to play second-hand because not allowed there in the first hand. But Rebecca Clayfish, when this state was discussing whether or not there should be marriage equality, whether or not gay people should be allowed to marry someone they love, Rebecca Clayfish said, no, we can't do that. And she couldn't just have a higher level discussion about it and keep it classy. No. Here's what good old Clocks and Table Clayfish had to say about marriage equality.
This is a slippery slope in addition to that. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs?
That was not edited. It's not AI. She said it.
13 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Zomers. So it just proves my point. This isn't new. Equating Wisconsinites, humans, to clocks and tables, inanimate objects, and now Joel Kitchens and the Senate Republicans equating women to horses and to cows and to donkeys and to dogs. I would think that women in Wisconsin would ask themselves, do I want a state government? Do I want to vote for a party that views me as an inhuman being? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on this topic. Because here's the thing. As I've been traveling the state this week, people are genuinely good. And they'll hold the door for you. And they'll help you out. And they ask how you're doing, and they're friendly. Most people here in Wisconsin are friendly folks. And the question I ask today, if Republicans, why you gotta be so mean? Taylor Swift, on the way out, your phone calls on the other side, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, the Todd Allball Show, on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. All you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along while we can. Always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance. Call your mom, buy a boat. Drink a beer, sing a song. Make a friend, can't we all get along?
Sing it, Kenny Chesney, live on location in Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH Buzz of the North. It's the All Ball Show on location. Glad to have you along on a TGIF. Mr. Zomer is at the world headquarters down in Madison. We are here at our studios downtown Hayward. Kenny Chesney, we've nailed it. Mr. Zomer, so we haven't played that song in a while.
No, we haven't. It's been far too long. We used to play it every day when we were in the morning.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's more of a little bit, I don't know. I guess I thought it was kind of a morning a song. But, you know, we started this show a year and a half ago, and part of the goal was to find commonalities. Because I think people just get sick of always giving them bad news, right? And I want to do more of that this year and find commonalities. But we also can't ignore when whack stuff happens. And in my opinion, you can have thoughtful discussions about policies and issues that you disagree upon without being disagreeable, without cutting one another down. And Kenny Chesney, that song is perfect. I mean, up here in northern Wisconsin, buy a boat, have a beer, call your mom. Just get along. Most Wisconsinites don't follow all of this stuff every single day. They just want to get along and have their communities better and their lives better. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about this goofiness, the Republican Party in particularly. State Representative Joel Kitchens yesterday on the floor of the assembly say because he's a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Why do Republicans have to be so mean? Rebecca Clayfish, equating gay people to clocks and tables. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom, listening on Madison on WMDX. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Oh, the Kitchens quote is just another layer of misogyny that these guys are laying down all the time. The pro-life people who care about life until it's born, and then no universal health care, no food stamps, no education, no daycare, nothing like that. It's just ridiculous, and I think a lot of it has to do with just growing the base. They have to keep catering to the base. The base must be, it's like this monster that must be fed all the time, and it's not fed on the best of humanity.
Totally agree, Tom. I appreciate the call, and Tom brings up a great point, and that is this. Donald Trump, and now, of course, we'll get into this later, the Republican National Committee suggested doing away basically with the rest of the elections or ignoring them and just declaring Trump the presumptive nominee. Not making this up. It's real stuff. We've gotten to the point where the National Republican Party wants to just declare Trump the winner now. And it brings up this point. Trump's going to win the nomination. There is zero question about that. Unless
again,
he would pass
Rick
away
Wilson
from natural causes.
Yeah, unless he's dead.
All right, unless he passes away from a natural cause. But in order to win the general election, you cannot win it with the base Republican vote of MAGA. You can't. And as Trump continues to burn bridges with common sense Republicans, people that I met up here, voting for the local sheriff, for the register of deeds, the hatred that's being spewed forth, the divisiveness, that ain't selling up here. That ain't selling. With, as our friend Trigvy Olson says, you know, Dobbs dads, guys who have a boat up here in Hayward, go fishing, go snowmobiling, and, you know, they're conservative guys, but they have kids, they have daughters, teenage daughters. And they sure as heck don't want state government or any government telling their teenage daughter, should God forbid they be raped, that they can't have access to health care. That ain't going to fly up here. And so it's not great politics. It's desperate politics for Republicans. And to put this on the ballot, by the way, in April, if that's where it ends up, didn't they learn last year when Janet Protasiewicz got elected? They didn't do so well when abortion was the top issue. Women's health care was the top issue. Republicans didn't do so well, but they can't help themselves. They got to keep coming back to the well. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Go to Andrew on the text line here. Let's see. Too many folks in one party especially feel you can choose your religion as long as you choose theirs. So wait, we can take animals to the vet and have them killed on a whim, but not humans. Some claim from a vet came in from the Idaho legislature a few moments ago, it says as well. I guess that's Lynn on WMDX. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC on the line. Mark, thanks for calling and joining us here in Hayward. What say you?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, you're a little south of where I grew up, but it just is it's just ridiculous. This guy that's a vet that thinks he knows more about women's reproduction than anybody else and the women themselves. I mean, it goes in line with, you know, what Scott Walker said back in, what was it, 2015 or 16, where if a woman's raped, well, she gets over the trauma of that pretty quickly. So it's just okay that, you know, to deny her access to emergency contraception. I mean, there's just the misogyny that is just baked into the cake for some of these Republicans is just it's just shocking. It is just shocking. I mean. Mm-hmm. And how can we be shocked anymore? I mean, what more does it take for us to be shocked? I mean, that they're saying this stuff, and I hope right. It bites them on the ass big time.
Always appreciate the call, and Mark, you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Mark. Always good to have you along. What was also surprising, or at least unexpected to me, was that there was nobody on the Republican side of the aisle that got up, particularly women Republican legislators in the Assembly. Not one of them got up that I know of and said, you know, I respect Assemblyperson Kitchen's comments. He has the right to that opinion. But I also believe that we have to consider women's point of view as well. And we should involve women in this discussion. I mean, I don't agree with Nikki Haley. I wouldn't vote for her, but I can at least say that she said something similar to that to make an outreach to women, to at least include them in the discussion. But not one Republican legislator, let alone a woman legislator on the Republican side, stood up and called this out.
They're part of the team. They can't deviate, or they're probably going to get death threats.
I just don't get it. And when we come back, I want to talk about this. This is just Wisconsin, by the way. This is on the national level as well. As we said, we were in Superior yesterday, covering President Joe Biden's arrival and speech there. Brought $1 billion for the new Superior Bridge. Great day to celebrate Wisconsin. And what do Republicans do? Evangelical Republicans, by the way, and we'll tell you who on the other side, decided to pick on Joe Biden because he stuttered in a line at the speech and made fun of him. That's the Republicans' response to $1 billion of infrastructure investment in Wisconsin. Let's make fun of a man's disability. Back to the other side. We're live from Hayward. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Three American service members have been killed in a drone attack in the Middle East. CBS's David Martin has details from the Pentagon.
U.S. officials say the troops manning the outpost on the Jordanian side of the border with Syria had little warning of the incoming drone. Many of the dead and wounded were still in their barracks when it hit.
The Chiefs beat the Ravens to head back to the Super Bowl. 49ers eked out a win over Detroit 34-31 on Fox.
And so the 49ers will make their second Super Bowl appearance in the last five seasons.
Sources tell CBS News the White House and a bipartisan group of senators could announce an agreement on the border as early as this week. Correspondent Camila Montoya of Galvez along the border in Texas on what's in that deal.
This would be a seismic shift in policy here at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president would be allowed to suspend asylum processing when illegal crossings spike.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
A little fog this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine today. Our high right around 39 this afternoon with wind southwest at 5 to 15. A few scattered showers, a little fog, maybe even a few flurries tonight. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9. and 98.1 FM WRJN. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkebeiner, better known as the Berkey, up here, the big cross-country ski race coming up next month in February. We're going to try to get back here and do a little coverage of that. We continue our Northern Wisconsin tour this week and wrapping it up here in Hayward at the home of WBZH, our news talk station here for Civic Media in Hayward, Wisconsin. As that signal is getting tweaked right now, but we'll be back online soon. So looking forward to that. Talking about these Republicans, first at the state level, yesterday Joel Kitchen, state representative, equating women to farm animals, saying that as a veterinarian, he knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. And then we played the cut from former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who, when asked about marriage equality, equated humans to inanimate objects, saying if we allow same-sex couples to marry, what's next? People can marry their clocks, their tables? That's why I like to call our clocks and tables Clayfish. So see, I don't mind making, because that's just a boneheaded thing to say. Maybe she believes it, maybe she doesn't. I can make fun of that. I have no problem people making fun of that. And you know, Joe Biden, I mean, I like it when he kind of, you know, exaggerates a little bit once in a while, takes liberties. I think we make fun of that. That's funny. Even can make fun of, you know, sometimes, I mean, we do it for Trump, we do it for Biden, their age, you know, but they're older people. That's fine. I don't mind. It's not that I can't laugh at things, you know. We try to do a little comedy on this show now and then. But I think there is a line that I just will not cross, and I don't think it's appropriate to cross. And that is making fun of or making comedy out of someone's disability. That hurts whatever age you are. But it hurts in particular when you're a child. All right? It is a well-known and documented fact that Joe Biden was born with a severe stutter. I've referenced this article from The Atlantic on it from last election. And Joe Biden still struggles with a severe stutter. And in order for him to give a speech, it has to be written a certain way. He puts certain marks in the speech on the teleprompter to remind him when to take a breath to help him not stutter. I've talked about it openly on this show. I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. Went through a number of surgeries up and through high school. Most people that knew me as a kid would never have imagined that I could get a job on radio. I had a great surgeon, Dr. Demersion, at the old Methodist Hospital in Madison. A great general physician in Richland Center, Richard Edwards. Without those two gentlemen, I would not be here today. I was made fun of relentlessly as a kid because of my speech. I know what it's like. And Joe Biden has done more for kids with stuttering than anybody I know, saying, look, you can make it. And he lets down his guard in private with some of these kids and allows them to say, here's what I sound like when I'm not trying not to stutter. Here's my natural speech. So I just think it's small and disgusting when grown human beings make fun of Joe Biden's stutter. Because it's not just you're making fun of Joe. You're making fun of every kid who has a stutter, a speech impediment. Heard of a guy, Jason Howerton? I never had. Jason Howerton, H-O-W-E-R-T-O-N. Here's his Twitter profile. Jesus is King. Made millions and felt nothing. Now a mission to create a network to present fathers, big enough to change the world. His website is highvaluedad.com. He has over 110,000 followers. I want to read you his pinned tweet. Yesterday, my son was disrespectful to a teacher. It clearly hurt her feelings. Unacceptable. So this morning, I took my son by the hand and we marched right into her classroom before school started. What I witnessed my young son do was enough to move a grown man to tears. What a good Christian man this person is. And then you look at his Twitter feed. I want to play you the clip of Joe Biden so you know what I'm talking about. This was Joe Biden yesterday in Superior during his speech.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer during this final. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes.
I mean, it's barely noticeable to me.
It was also really only a couple seconds, and he was talking off script about the brewery.
Right. It was a cool brewery that he was at. So this guy who professes online to be this, that Jesus is king, I'm a great Christian, he writes this when he retweets what we just played you. And he writes, quote, "The beer brewed here, is used to make brew here, is the finer, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes," unquote. President Joe Biden. Another guy, Guy Benson from Fox News, surprise, surprise. He says, quote, "This is, alas, an accurate transcription." And others went on online, Republicans, to make fun of this, to laugh at it, to mock at it. Again, here's where we are at. My former party, I was a Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. This isn't a big tent party anymore. This isn't a party of compassion, of Christianity. I'm not the perfect person of faith, but if I remember right in my Sunday school teachings, today's evangelical Christian white nationalists would be called false prophets. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for calling, Karina, and joining us from Hayward. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You see, you're absolutely right. And this is phenomena started in social media, started in the society, in the government. Look at the Congress, Senate. They do nothing but just like a hyenas cuckooing at the Democrats and the people in this country. Trump allowed personally, with his behavior everywhere in the social media, he allowed it to happen. He showed to his mega supporter that this is a party with a big mouth and we can say whatever we think because we have a freedom in this country to be a bully. And this is exactly what it is. It's a party. It's not mega. It's a party of a hyenas, of a chuckling hyenas, nothing else. And the people who are a bullies, who wants to be with bullies because they feel insecure. They feel that it's the only way they can gain against the other. They have nothing to offer, yeah, as Biden has offered, because Biden has something to offer to a government, to people, to states, to do something. He has actually brain to offer and manipulate and do good for this world with his knowledge and experience, no matter whether he has a stuttering or not. Who doesn't have a stuttering? I want to know. Mm-hmm. Everyone at some point stutters. And I'm sorry, but as you said, in this country,
specifically when they're running around and put in place a politically correct terms, how to address people, how to talk people with the disabilities or different nations or colors or whatever it is, you have a party, a representative coming in and think they are allowed to behave that way. It is only coming from Trump, and this notion have to be killed, because this is not American notion. This is not how society that was built and moving to. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Sir. Yep. Thanks, Karina. Really appreciate the call. Karina brings up a great point here. And it's, I thought about this yesterday. I appreciate Karina hitting on this to kind of jog my memory. Joe Biden came to Wisconsin with a solution. He didn't just show up. He put up. All right. He brought $1 billion due to Pete Buttigieg, his transportation secretary, overseeing this bill at first. And as Bob Jelk and Ben Winkler pointed out yesterday, this was a bipartisan bill. There were Republicans that voted for the infrastructure bill. Sadly, none of Wisconsin's Republicans did. And I turned on the local news in Superior last night, and good old Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman that represents Superior, all he could, this was his response to $1 billion investment in his district. He said, well, you know, it costs too much. He should have got a better deal on the bridge. I'm not sure what Congressperson Tiffany was referring there to. But that was his response. Oh, and before I forget it, by the way, on this Biden stutter, on this making fun of him, this is what Derek Van Orten, congressperson from the western side of Wisconsin, the 3rd District, Derek Van Orten, or as Trigvy Olds likes to call him, Derek Van Odd One, said this. Here's what Derek Van Orten said. Quote, this is the person with the finger on the launch button. Yes, be terrified, unquote. Derek Van Orten just piling on. And here's a guy who has verbally abused teenagers, both at the public library in Prairie du Chien and in the U.S. Capitol in the rotunda, dropping F-bombs, the S-word for crap, verbally abusing teenagers. Hasn't denied it. Says it, but they deserved it because they were taking pictures in the rotunda. Here's a guy who participated in the January 6th insurrection in so much he was there and posted a picture on his Facebook page praising it. And later on in this show, we are going to play you the latest audio from Donald Trump laying out exactly what he plans to do in a second term. And Derek Van Odd One condones it. I think the best way to look at this is, as I've traveled around the state this week, people are pretty smart, as it turns out. If somebody if a coworker acted like this, if you had a teacher that made fun of your child's stutter, would you laugh with them? You'd probably report them to the principal or the superintendent. If you had someone in your town or village that refused to obey the village ordinances, you know, there's probably an ordinance about indecency, right? It turns out you can't just run around naked up here in Mellon. I mean, you might want to. Maybe you've had a few brewskis around Hayward. You say, well, I'll just go down to the boat launch naked. It'll be fine. But it turns out there are ordinances against that thing. And maybe the first time you say, look, Bill, put your pants back on. But if Bill keeps doing this 4 or 5 times a day and your kids watch Bill, you're going to say, look, something's got to be done about this. That's the context we have to think about these things. Think if your neighbor was saying this kind of stuff. Think if people in your family were doing this kind of stuff. Would you put up with it? I don't think most Wisconsinites would. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls or the text line as well. We have Jay in London checking in on the phone lines.
Or we will.
We will. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Lost track of time. More on the other side. We're live from Hayward, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tuttle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the Birkenbeiner, better known as the Berkey, which celebrates its 50th anniversary next month. Get on up here, the last full weekend in February for the 50th anniversary of the Birkenbeiner, where they may have to make a little snow. There is snow on the ground if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can see it a little bit here downtown Hayward. But they're going to have to make some snow probably for the Birkenbeiner. It's still a month away or so. But it's like 34 degrees up here today in northern Wisconsin. Normally be, you know, zero this time of year. So, yeah, just take climate change. Is it real? Come on up to Hayward and check it out. But beautiful up here. And our station, WBZH, Buzz of the North. We appreciate the hospitality of all the fine folks here in Hayward as we spend a little time here up north in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Talking more about the Republicans going at it in terms of attacking women, saying that this veterinarian, this Joel Kitchens guy, he said on the assembly floor that he is a veterinarian, knows more about women's health than an OBGYN. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, we played the cut from her when she was Lieutenant Governor, saying she opposed marriage equality because what's next? People can just marry their clocks and tables. That's why I like to call her Clocks and Tables Clayfish. Because, you know, not much up there, quite frankly. And then you know, we're also talking about nationally people making fun of Donald Trump because of a making fun of Joe Biden because of a disability. His speech impediment.
No, for Donald Trump, your little Freudian slip there. No, it's the other way around. Yes. He makes fun of people for having disabilities.
Yeah. You know why I said that? Because I have his ugly mug in front of me for this next story I'm going to read. And so that's what popped into my head. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789 across the pond from Hayward to London. Jay in London, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hi, brother. How are you?
We are fantastic up in here in Hayward. How are you?
I miss you. I'm fine.
Well, very good. What do you got for us today, Jay?
I think Donald Trump has given people permission to be the worst version of themselves, as Stuart Steven would say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Jay, and appreciate the call. Yeah, Stuart was on with Trigvy on Wednesday. They did a great job, or Tuesday, pardon me. And Stuart said, Stuart Stevens, a former Republican like me, said, you know, Donald Trump gives people license to be their worst selves. And I said this back in 2016 when he ran. I said, what scares me, one of the things that scare me the most about a Trump presidency is that we don't, unlike, and I learned this from friends from the EU, oddly, I shouldn't say oddly, but to, you know, Jay joins us from London over there in the EU. you know, I learned this from Europeans. In Europe, they have kings and queens, and not all of them, but I mean, they have you know, they don't rule anymore, but they still are there. They're the figurehead, right? In the United States, we've never had that, of course. So our president is our figurehead as well as our governmental leader, and people look up to them. And kids will say, well, if the president does that, it's okay if I do. And I think Stuart's right. Jay's point is well taken. Trump gives us license to be our worst selves. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines here. We've got Rico from Rock County. Rico, always appreciate you, my friend. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Todd? Yeah,
I am fit.
You know this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, this whole thing with, you know, making fun of Joe Biden's disability, you know, it's pretty, you know, established that he has a stuttering problem. And with what's going on down in the border, it just, you know, the differences between the media on both sides was, and with everything going on the border, I couldn't help but wonder, you know, I don't find anybody ever making fun of Governor Greg Abbott for being in a wheelchair.
Great point.
Which interestingly enough, Todd, led me to go to my Google and find out why is he in a wheelchair. And come to find out he was jogging down the road and a huge oak tree split and fell upon him. I will tell you this, wow. the corporate elitists, financial insurance companies that have all our money in politics and influence our lawmakers would say only one thing about that situation with Greg Abbott. And I'm sure we've all heard it. You know what, Todd? It was an act of God. It was an act of God. What happened to Greg Abbott?
Yeah.
No, so that's a great where we might.
That's a great point, Rico. Thanks so much for calling, my friend. Have a great weekend down there in beautiful Rock County at the other end of the state there. I think that's a great point. I would, if any Democrat or anybody would ever, you know, I disagree with Greg Abbott vehemently, but we will never make fun of this show. I would call out other places if people made fun of him for being in a wheelchair. It's a great point, Rico. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. God, Hayward, what a great area to fish in. I totally love it up there. And it's really cool. You're getting all around the northern part of the state. It's an awesome thing to do. And, you know, you're just trying to seek out the truth, which really helps in radio. Civic media is totally awesome that way. I just wanted to make this point. Yeah, well, I just want to make this point is that in politics, you don't always get your way, so you try to come to some consensus, and in the end, try to do what is right for the country and what is right for the people. That's the best you can hope for in a lot of situations. And as far as the border down there, you had that consensus on fixing the border, sending money to Ukraine, and money to Israel. And Donald Trump, to my knowledge, has blown that all up. Now, that is just plain wrong. Once you get a consensus, so this is just my take on this. The Republicans now own the border. They own it. And they own Ukraine if they get run over. And a bunch of people die, they own that also. And they're going to own the Israel situation. And it's just a very sad situation that one guy can just make some phone calls and screw up a bipartisan deal. It's just not right, Todd. You know, that's all I have. Yep. So with that, keep up the good work there, Todd, and you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks so much, Wisco. Really, really appreciate Wisco Paul there calling in. Appreciate the phone calls. We're going to come back in the second hour and more. Going to talk, and again, trying to balance this out, right? Like, I don't want to wear us out on Trumpster news, but I do think it's important to hear it. And oftentimes, radio people or media people, they just want to give you their, this is what happened, this is what the person said. I think it's fair to let you hear some of this stuff for yourself, and then we can discuss it. We'll come back to the other side, talk about that. What Trump says he's going to do in the second term, and Derek Van Orten saying, absolutely, don't go anywhere. We're live from Hayward, Wisconsin, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you think of about it. Talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is vowing